AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A gunman unleashed a barrage of bullets today at a recruiting center and another U.S. military site a few miles apart in Chattanooga, Tennessee. At least four Marines were killed, a sailor with them wounded, and another Marine and a police officer hit. The attacker was also killed. The FBI special agent in charge of the investigation says authorities have not ruled in or out any possible motive for the attacks.
We are looking at every possible avenue, whether it was terrorism, whether it was domestic, international, or whether it was a simple criminal act. We're looking at that.
Within hours of the bloodshed, law enforcement officers with guns drawn swarmed what was believed to be the house of the suspect, 24-year-old Youssef Abdulaziz, in nearby Hickson across the river from Chattanooga. Two females were led away from the house in handcuffs. In Washington, President Obama pledged a prompt and thorough investigation and said the White House has been in touch with the Pentagon to make sure military installations are vigilant.
We have to make sure that we have all the information necessary to make an assessment in terms of how this attack took place. And what further precautions we can take in the future.
It took an hour for a judge in Centennial, Colorado, to read verdicts late today in all 165 counts against the shooter in a theater massacre 3 years ago. Before reading the individual verdicts, the judge summed up the jury's findings.
We, the jury, find the defendant, James Egan Holmes, guilty of murder in the first degree after deliberation.
Next, the same jurors will hear from more witnesses to decide whether Holmes should be executed or sentenced to life in prison. This is AP Radio News. Authorities in Bedford, Virginia, are looking at the uncle and other relatives of a suspect in the disappearance of two Wheaton, Maryland sisters. They disappeared 40 years ago. Captain Darren Frank of the Montgomery County Police Department in the Washington, D.C. suburb says they're suspected in the crime and subsequent cover-up.
We remain focused on investigating not only Lloyd Welch, but Dick Welch, Pat Welch, and Henry Parker, among just a few.
Bedford County Sheriff Mike Brown also believes multiple people participated or knew about the kidnapping and murder of the Lyon sisters. Two Mexican lawmakers say at least 18 minutes passed before anyone at a maximum security prison last Saturday night was alerted to the escape of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, Mexico's most prized prisoner. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.